Example 2. I cannot lose weight. Example. I've been overweight for as long as I can remember. There were a few brief times in my life when I was able to force my weight under control through uncomfortable dieting and what felt like deprivation and through arduous exercise. But none of it was easy, and I wasn't able to maintain the regimen for long, and so the unwanted weight always came back. I don't feel comfortable in my clothes and dread shopping for new ones. I stand in front of my closet looking for something to wear, and even though I have some nice things, nothing appeals to me because I don't like the way I look no matter what I'm wearing. My body doesn't move well, and I know that I'd feel so much better all around if I could just lose a few pounds, but I feel powerless to do anything about this excess weight, so I'm very discouraged. Now, we want to begin this discussion by reminding you of the most important part of deliberate creation. Creating is not about making things happen through action. In fact, creating is not about making things happen at all. Creating is about allowing the thing that you desire to happen, and the allowing happens through energy alignment, not through action. Sometimes this is a hard thing for you to hear because you know from your personal experience in life that action does get results. You know that you've been able to shed unwanted pounds by decreasing your food consumption, and there's no question in your mind that the exercise helped too. And we're not disagreeing with any of that, for it's obvious that action does have a place in the creating of many things. In fact, without action, your society would be without a great many of its things. But when you make action the cornerstone of your creative process, without considering the vibrational basis of your being as you're taking the action, you're working under a distinct handicap. For there simply is not enough power in the action itself to compensate for the competing energies of your misaligned thought. You may recall a successful experience where someone offered you an idea regarding losing weight, and you felt an immediate enthusiasm toward the idea. Your enthusiasm could be attributed to the power of the belief of the person who offered the idea to you, or it could be that the idea dovetailed precisely with beliefs of your own, but it's your enthusiasm that we want to call your attention toward. Your enthusiasm was the evidence that the vibration of your being was in alignment. And then, remember what happened next. You were eager to take the action, and in taking it, positive results occurred. It is possible to take action because someone suggests it, or encourages it, or even demands it. And once involved in the action, your attitude can begin to improve. But the deliberate alignment of your vibration first, which then inspires successful action, is a much more powerful approach to whatever it is you want to create. During your discouraged moments, as you acknowledge that your body was not as you would like it to be, you were launching rockets of desire about what you preferred. And within all of that processing of life, and without realizing it, you have been adding to your vibrational escrow. You have created a vibrational version of the new and improved physical version of yourself. We want to help you understand that this is not a flimsy dream floating somewhere in your imagination. This is not a delusional departure from reality. This is a creation in the making, and it is being created in precisely the same way that everything you see around you has been created. The living of life gave birth to the idea or thought, which in time, with focus, became what you call your reality. So, the discouragement you've been feeling is indicating the discord between the continually evolving creation of your beautiful body and the thoughts that you continue to think regarding your body. Your body has been vibrationally evolving, but your old patterns of thoughts, your beliefs, which are only thoughts that you continue to think, are causing a vibrational discord. And under those conditions, successful action cannot be inspired or performed. Under those conditions, all action is harder, yielding little or no results, causing more discouragement still. The key to bringing your body to a new place is to see it differently from the way it is. It's necessary that you focus upon the body that's coming and distract yourself from the negative aspects of your current physical body, for as long as you're seeing your body as it is, you are contradicting the vibration of the idea of a slender body. You cannot create a new reality while looking at your current reality. So, now that you understand why it has been so difficult to find the inspiration to act, and why the action, even when you did offer it, netted you very little results, let us show you some very simple things that you can do that will begin the process of aligning your energies immediately. For by understanding the laws of the universe, and by understanding the basis of your creation, which is the simple alignment of vibration, you will now be on your way to the outcome that you desire. Your choices right now do not include whether you are at your perfect body weight or not. You have no choice other than to be at the body weight you are at right now. You're going to weigh about the same thing tomorrow as you do today, and the next day too, and so on. Changing your body weight right now is not an option. Changing your vibrational alignment right now is an option, a powerful one. Also, you are not right now choosing between feeling fabulous or terrible. You are not choosing between feeling enthusiasm or discouragement. Your choices right now are more subtle and more fine-tuned than that. You are making the simple choice of feeling a little better or a little worse. You can choose an upstream thought or a better feeling downstream thought. Those are your only choices, upstream or downstream, but those choices are enough. For example, imagine that you're at an outdoor shopping center. You're moving in and out of many beautiful shops, and there are hundreds of people moving in and out of them with you. These individuals vary in size and shape and wardrobe, but you are predominantly noticing nicely dressed, nicely shaped, beautiful people all around you, and as you see them, you feel self-conscious. You are now awkwardly aware of what you're wearing, and you're unhappy with the way you look today. You turn to see your reflection in the window as you're walking, and you're extremely unhappy about the way you look. You feel agitated, discouraged, and unhappy, and you're not having a good time on this shopping outing at all. You have now lost interest in the reason why you came to the shopping mall. You do not feel like shopping anymore. In fact, the only thing that's appealing to you right now is the idea of getting something to eat. There are good-smelling things in the air, and you realize that you are hungry and that you do want a snack. There are several choices within view, and from the fragrances in the air, you know there are more choices nearby. Any one of several things sounds good to you: ice cream, candy, maybe something more substantial such as a sandwich. Actually, all of that sounds pretty good to you right now. Your urge to find a quiet place to sit while you eat something is becoming quite strong. And while you're trying to fight the urge to follow through on your impulse, it's much easier to just give in to it and get something to eat. As you're standing in line at the ice cream counter, you notice the slender people waiting in line with you. They are annoying. And as you're annoyed, your urge for the ice cream grows stronger still. Before we continue with the details of this example, and before we offer guidance to assist you in improving your situation, we want to explain something that most people do not understand and, in fact, have a hard time believing. Whether you gird up your willpower and walk out of the ice cream parlor, or whether you go ahead and select and eat a large tub of ice cream, there is absolutely no difference in the effect of one of those actions over the other. Even if we're talking about 1,000 days of walking out as compared to 1,000 days of eating a tub of ice cream, the action choice of one or the other makes no difference. It's not your action that matters, it's your vibration. It's not your action that makes you fat, it is your vibration. It's not what you're doing that makes a difference, it's how you're feeling about what you're doing. In the beginning of your vibrational alignment regarding your body weight, you may begin to feel enthusiasm for some changes in your diet. And many would say, well then, I don't see how this approach differs much from just going on a diet as I've done so many times before. But we would ask you to notice how much easier it is this time in the feeling of enthusiasm rather than the discouragement that you've been acting from before. You will also notice that in this state of improved emotion, you'll find an appealing idea and then another. You'll begin to find a sort of rolling out of a continuous path of good feeling new ideas. You'll begin to feel carried along by these new ideas rather than struggling to find them, and before long you'll begin to see physical results. Of course, upon seeing the physical results, your feeling of enthusiasm will be even greater, and then you're really off and running toward the outcome that you've been seeking. And as you achieve your desired body weight, and you will say to yourself after the fact, this time it wasn't difficult, and this time I'll keep it off. And, in any case, I know what to do whenever I decide to about achieving whatever physical body condition I choose. Consider this. If being slender matches the emotion of happiness, and you were to consistently eat ice cream while feeling happy, you would be a slender person who eats large quantities of ice cream. If your desire to be slender, while you're currently not slender, matches the emotion of discouragement, and you were to consistently eat ice cream while feeling discouraged, you would be a fat person who eats ice cream. If your desire to be slender, while you are currently not slender, matches the emotion of discouragement, and you were to consistently use your willpower to keep yourself from eating ice cream, you would be a fat person who does not eat ice cream. Some would ask, Abraham, if being unhappy makes you fat, why are there no fat people in an environment where food is scarce? They are unhappy, and they are not fat. They're often starving to death. And we would answer, if you're focused upon the current situation of food scarcity, and you feel fear for yourself and your loved ones, you're a match to what you do not want. It makes no difference if not wanting to be fat is the issue that turns your thoughts upstream, or if the idea of starving to death is the issue that turns your thoughts upstream. Your thoughts are still upstream, which is resistance to what you desire, whether your desire is slenderness or enough food for your family. Now, being slender matches the emotion of happiness. Downstream. Being fat matches the emotion of unhappiness. Upstream. Having enough to eat matches the emotion of happiness. Downstream. Not having enough to eat matches the emotion of unhappiness. Upstream. The key to creating everything that you desire is to find a way to turn to the better feeling downstream thoughts, even when the current situation does not evoke it from you, and to use your willpower to focus your thoughts in the direction of your desire and who you really are, rather than using your willpower to try to produce action against the current. So, in the beginning, your thoughts may be something like the following. I am fat. Upstream. I don't want to be fat. Upstream. I am so tired of being overweight. Upstream. I don't like how I look. Upstream. I don't like my clothes. Upstream. I don't want to shop for clothes. Upstream. I've tried so many things. Upstream. Nothing works for me. Upstream. Remember, you do not have to fix everything. Just try to find a thought that feels a little better. I wish I could find a way. Downstream. My feet would feel better for sure. Downstream. Again, these are not earth-shattering statements, but they do feel better, and therefore they are downstream. So your work, for now, is done. Whenever you find yourself beating the same old drum about your body weight, if you would make an effort to turn your thoughts downstream and stay focused upon the subject until you feel a slight turn, in a very short period of time you will improve the vibrational relationship between where you are and what you want, and you will be amazed at the leverage this improved vibration will give to your process. Everything about this will get easier and easier until in time your desired body weight will have been achieved. So now, let's say you're at work. You've not been focused on your body or your weight because you had things to accomplish and you've been busy at those things. But now it's lunchtime, and as you're walking past the vending machine, you feel an urge to buy a cookie. You put in your money, the cookie drops through the chute, and while you're unwrapping it, the feeling of discomfort comes over you. Here I go again, you say, feeling the discomfort washing over you, but the urge is strong and you take a big bite of the cookie. You feel worse still as a strong feeling of disappointment now rises within you. But this time things are slightly different from ever before because you have some positive momentum going from those statements you have been making about the subject of your weight. You remember, it isn't about what I'm doing, it's about how I'm feeling about what I'm doing. So you pause and look at the cookie and you make the following statements. I shouldn't be eating you. Upstream. You'll only make me fatter. Upstream. You are delicious, though. Downstream. You're not all that big. Downstream. I could eat some of you now and save some for later. Downstream. I like having choices. Downstream. I like making deliberate choices. Downstream. I like being in charge of my actions. Downstream. If I had stopped to think, I may not have been so quick to put my money in this machine. Downstream. I'm really making quite a big to-do over eating a little cookie. Downstream. You're a tasty little cookie. Downstream. Well, I'm enjoying you, cookie. Downstream. I'm deliberately enjoying you. Downstream. And sometimes I'll choose to eat you, and sometimes I'll pass. Downstream. Right now, I'm going to eat you. Downstream. And I'm going to enjoy you. Downstream. You've just accomplished something that's rather unusual for you. You're eating a cookie, and you've talked yourself into alignment with yourself, and therefore with your desire to be slender at the same time. You are in alignment with you, which is much more significant than anything you're doing or not doing with a cookie. And now, a very slender person walks up to the machine, pulls out a cookie, and begins to eat it. And as you watch, you can tell that this person is truly savoring this cookie. In the past, as you watched a slender person eating a cookie, your thoughts would be, it's not fair. Upstream. Her metabolism allows her to eat tasty things and still be slender. Upstream. She's probably unhealthy, and that's the only thing she'll eat today, upstream. But this time, because of the vibrational work you've been doing, you think instead, ah, there is evidence of someone who is in alignment with her desire of eating a cookie, downstream. It's all about vibrational alignment. Do not look for immediate, measurable, physical results. Instead, look for improvement in your mood, your attitude, and your emotions. When you feel better, you are more in alignment, and everything else will follow. It is law. This is the end of CD 2.